Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mundo Jazz Podcast! Yay! We are here in the lovely Red Lion Pub on the banks of the River Weaver. Nesting kingfishers, cormorants diving for shopping trolleys. Lovely place. My name is Juan Pablo Colon, and I am the singer of Mundo Jazz. With me is my old friend, Jimmy Chatham. Say hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Big shout out to the people who are sensitive to noise. We are very privileged to have with us the triangle virtuoso, that is Mr. Hank W. Swaggart III. Hank, show them what you're made of. Let's have some, a little bit of triangle. No, is a no. I think it is a no. The conditions are not right for you. Can't rush these things, no. Hank, what was the problem here?
Too headroom. It's the headroom.
Too little headroom. Oh no, too much headroom. Headroom is a fickle mistress. If we had jobs, we'd do them. We're going to start off by talking about the news, okay? It's a little kind of bit of banter at the beginning. The biggest thing, to my mind, that has happened over the summer has been Brexit. Mm. So basically what happened was David Cameron and Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage. Yeah. His name is Farage, because if it was Farage, he would be French. Mm. He's English. He's Farage. Nigel Farage and Boris Johnson and Cameron organized Brexit and then fucked off. So this is, we used to play a game when I was a kid where we knock on the door to draw people's attention to us. And they'd open the door and they'd look down and they'd see there what we left and they'd stamp on it. And what they basically was left with was a big pile of burning shit. And this seems to be the policy of Cameron and Boris and Farage. You know, it's basically knock down ginger.
Yeah. And Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson.
Foreign Secretary.
I know.
What's all that about?
Well, actually, it makes sense because in Panama, there is an old saying, if you want to be left alone, put your stinkiest goat by the gate. So, you know, it sort of makes sense. Yeah,
it does. So they see the goat.
Yeah, yeah.
They smell the goat.
Yeah. So he's a stinking goat. That would be the analogy there. Yeah. Or metaphor, you know. I'm not...
not clear.
I'm not clear on that. I'm not a grammar person.
No.
How's the food, Dean? Yeah, yeah. Good.
Good.
Yeah. Dean, having you opted for, what did you opt for there, Dean?
Fish and chips,
Dean.
Standard.
Yeah, yeah, it's good fish and chips here. Yeah, really good. I mean, not very adventurous, Dean, you know. There's a load of... I understand, you know, that's cool, you know. If you don't want to, step out of your box, that's fine, you know. With, the chefs in the kitchen there cooking stuff, thinking, you know, oh, what can I do that's inventive? Yeah. But Dean fucking doesn't want that inventive... Dean wants some fucking fish and chips like you get in wherever you come from.
Derbyshire.
Yeah. Oh, Derbyshire. Oh, we all don't want fucking newfangled Winsford cuisine in Derbyshire. You fucking wanker. Come in here with your fucking fish and chips.
We're closer to the sea, though. So yeah, yeah. Maybe fresher.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you taste the freshness?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you could. I take it back. Maybe it's okay to have... Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that's an... I was just going to say it's okay, but no, Dean, you had to fuck it up again because you're fucking fish and chips. It really pissed me off. The girls in the two girls in there fucking cooking and you are good. They go, oh, what shall we do? Snails. No, says Dean. I want fucking fish and chips. Fucking Palestine. Welcome anyway, Dean. Okay. So the Sun newspaper has to lose its classification as a newspaper and it's been classified as a sexual disease. There is a new series coming on Netflix, which I'm very much looking forward to, and it's called Luke Cage. Mm. Are you aware of it?
I've watched Jessica Jones. I've seen Luke Cage. He's the big black guy in the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
He's basically, you can't kill him. He's unstoppable.
No, he's a black guy who's bulletproof, and his special superpower is being stopped by the police and surviving. Mm. Okay, so and I got contacted by Latinos for Trump. This is an actual organization called Latinos for Trump. Latinos voting for Trump is like a turkey voting for a fascist wanker. It's going real. I think we're going great. I think it's so funny.
The thing is, should we just start again?
Yeah,
we can just rewind.
Yeah, yeah, we rewind. Okay, so we start the. Here we are, the Red Lion pub in Winsford.
We're just going to keep doing this until. We're trying to learn this as well. You know,
big shout out to the people who are sensitive to noise. That was a good one. Yeah. Dean, you're a twat.
Luke Cage, we did that. Netflix, well, there's no point talking about Netflix.
No. What about Keith Vaz?
Keith Vaz.
Yeah.
So it's going to get better. He's coming down later with some poppers. So things should improve.
Okay. I should point out that most podcasts are sponsored, but this one isn't sponsored. We just come here and just do it. It's no sponsor. We're not into advertising or anything. And Winsford MOT Center also share that belief. They don't want to advertise. They don't need to.
No.
They not just
service that good.
Oh no. Who needs? I mean, you know.
Paul. I mean, what a guy.
Oh man, is he the handsome guy?
Yeah, the handsome one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. He is the one of the least. He is so modest. Oh. Also, you know, I mean, the service. Some things don't need to advertise. You know, if you are a gold statue, for example, you don't need to go around going, "Hey, I'm not brass." You know, if you're, or that's a bad analogy or metaphor. What I'm trying to say is, if you are just the best garage in the world, why say it? Why advertise? Because you don't need to.
I don't need anyone to say it. Everybody knows.
Nobody's going. You don't need anyone to go around saying Winsford MOT Center.
No.
Because you
to talk about it for a specified length of time.
Yeah,
you know,
it's not necessary. Well, we're having a great time. You'll notice the audience very quiet. Welcome to the podcast. Turn off the fucking coffee machine. I can't hear myself singing because of the lady wearing green. Oh, she is making a cappuccino, or maybe a latte. Here's Dean with his fish and chips that he has every day. Dean, stop eating fish and chips, you unadventurous wanker. Oh, why do you come here? Why don't you spend your life on a petrol tanker? You could fish from there, you could grow potatoes in your own pool. Like the guy on the Martian did, I forget his name, I don't know it to you. Winsford MOT Center, your place to repair your car. If it breaks down, we all know where they are. At the top of a shiny mountain, near the top roundabout in Winsford. Oh, you will certainly be able to pay for it. You can afford their lovely prices. They've got an offer on. It's on windscreen wipers. It's 3 for the price of 2. Not like the other Winsford garage vipers who will sting you and wipe. Come on, what do you mean? Oh, that was a brilliant rhyme. Vipers and wipers. Welcome. Lady who's sitting next to Paul, who may or may not be from Winsford MOT Centre.
Well, I was just thinking, as it's been particularly shambolic so far, we could, we need an immigrant to blame everything on. Have we got any immigrants in tonight?
Any immigrants?
Anybody. That doesn't have to be exotic. And a different county will do. You know. A different county.
Derbyshire.
Right. Can you sit there so we can just blame him? So you're a bit closer.
No, we don't want him near us. No, we want him to exclude him.
No, you're right. You go to. Okay, yeah.
Brexit him. It's okay. Okay, so okay. Dean will do. So if this goes wrong, Dean, it's the finish for you, I'm telling you.
And it's funny how we were already blaming him.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah.
even know.
Naturally, you it know. Was already your fault, yeah. Dean. Okay. Now we're going to have a little bit of culture. We're going to have a film review. We sent Jimmy out to do a little bit of film reviewing for us. What's the film you've got for you? What did you watch, Jimmy?
Well, I watched The Suicide Squad.
What's it about?
Well, should I give you the rundown?
Yeah, give us
should
the, give
the rundown. Okay, so the synopsis, you know, basically, figuring they're all expendable, a U.S. intelligence officer decides to assemble a team of dangerous incarcerated supervillains for a top-secret mission, okay? So now armed with government weapons, Deadshot, which is Will Smith, Harley Quinn, which is Margie Robot.
No, that's certainly how
Margie
you say
Robot.
It, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Harley Quinn, Margie Robot, and Captain Boomerang, Killer Croc, and some other despicable women.
So can I just interrupt? What Captain Boomerang? What's his...
Captain Boomerang.
What's his...
you know.
You know, what's his power?
Well,
anyway, carry
on.
No.
Killer Croc and a few other despicable inmates, they must work together. Okay, so dubbed Task Force X, the criminals unite to battle a mysterious and powerful entity, while the diabolical Joker, which is that Jared Leto...
Leto. Anybody know how we pronounce that?
If it was Lego, it would be Lego Leto. It must be Leto.
Yeah,
Jared Leto.
The old Lego test. How would you describe it, broadly speaking, this?
Well, like the genre?
Yeah, the genre.
It's like action, adventure, crime. Yeah.
So it was recent one, yeah?
Yeah, in recent, yeah, just come out now. I think it was, it came out on the 2nd of August in the Philippines.
So yeah, okay.
If you can go back in time a few weeks, you can catch that.
Okay, so anything else you want to tell us?
PG-13.
Yeah.
So it'd be all right for the kids over there.
Yeah, okay. Well, you say that, but 13 means 13 in my book.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with...
been stung like that before, I'm telling you.
David Ayer was the director.
Ah, David Ayer. Now, yeah. we all remember him from End of Watch.
End of Watch, yeah. Fury, he wrote.
Yeah.
And SWAT.
No, not seen this. Anybody seen these films? SWAT?
Training Day, you might have seen that. U-571.
Oh, yeah. That was the one where the Americans broke the Enigma code.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it was 123 minutes long.
Yeah.
The budget was $175 million.
Yeah. And US dollars,
yeah. And the box office was $640 million.
So it's done okay?
It's done all right.
Yeah, yeah. You
know,
okay.
Better than we're going to do tonight.
Yeah.
you know, that's pretty good, I'd say.
Yeah, it's okay, yeah? Yeah. Yeah. And so is it, for example, is it part of any kind of franchise? Is there
So the Batman and... Anyone see Batman versus Superman? See that? No.
No.
Well, it was kind of like a Dawn of Justice, that recent film, the Batman and Superman, that was a prequel to this one. Basically.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I know what you're waiting for, because he always wants to know this first. You know, he's always like, oh, just tell me. The aspect ratio that it was filmed in. And,
Well, go on.
You know,
okay.
I can see you really want to...
Yeah, kind of,
for that.
Yeah.
Well, I can let you know, it's 2.35 to 1.
Okay, yeah, that's quite a...
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's a lot of aspect to your ratio, I think, yeah. We agree, everyone.
It's not too...
Yeah.
It's not one-to-one. It's not square.
No. Yeah. But it's good. It's okay. Not, okay, let's move along. Okay, yeah. Okay. Anything else? Shall we move on?
Okay, the camera's
gone. Okay, cameras.
Okay, so we've got the Arriflex 453 ES.
Yeah.
That was nice to see that being used. They're Panavision G-series lenses they used. Panavision Panaflex Millennium XL2, they bought that out.
Yeah.
And the Panavision E and G series lenses, again, they dusted those off.
Okay.
Bought those out, especially just for this film. Not something you see very often. And the Phantom Flex 4000.
Okay, yeah, okay. So. Okay, is that the details finished now?
Yeah, that's
okay. Really. So what did you think of the film?
Shit.
yes, Andy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can you give us some background to Hank?
Yeah, sure.
He is background.
Me and Jim actually saw Batman v Superman, and it was really totally bad. So we're thinking we could do it much better.
Batman, I have come to kill you.
That is totally out of character and strange. In response, I'm going to hit you before you have time to say anything further.
Wait! Before you hit me a lot... Before I have time to say anything, why not let me say something?
You're right! There is no possible reason not to do that.
I have come to kill you because Lex Luthor has kidnapped my mum.
Why don't we go and rescue her together then?
Okay! Obvious, really. Let's go!
By the way, what is your mother's name?
What possible relevance could that have?
You're right! What a stupid question! Let's go and kick ass!
By the way, where'd you get your car serviced?
Now that is a stupid question. Winsford MOT Centre, where else?
So, we've had some letters. Okay, here's a letter.
Dear Mondo Jazz, I'm thinking of buying a hedge trimmer this weekend. Do you have any advice?
Well, we're musicians, we can't. That's from Jaime in Houston, Texas.
Houston, yeah. That's come a long way.
Jaime, we cannot. It's come a long way. But you know, if you're going a long way, I'll tell you what I would do. I would go to Winsford MOT Center first, just to... Yeah. The hedge trimmer question, we can't really help because we're musicians, you know, so... You got any suggestion?
Not really, I mean, it's...
No. I mean, I suppose you could look at the G-Tech HT05 Plus from G-Tech. It's cordless and has a battery that lasts an impressive 45 minutes. That's well designed with an angled head and an arm that reaches to 1.7 meters and will save you the trouble of resorting to a ladder for the top of your hedge, you know.
It could be a good choice.
Yeah. You will breeze through the stubbornest of stems. Yeah. However, you might also consider... for example, the Bosch AHS 73-4 with a 70-centimeter blade that cuts neatly and precisely through branches of all sizes in no time. And, you know, I'd say that if you're going for larger hedges, that might be something, you know, a worthwhile investment. But I don't really know. I'm just a guitarist.
No. But, Jamie, go with the Bosch. Jack, if you're listening to this, go with the Bosch, right?
Yeah, it's racist. Anyway, go on. Yeah.
Okay, so... So we've had another one in.
Another letter.
This one's come a long way as well, actually. I've spent years fruitlessly trying to raise support to retake the Iron Throne. I dream of finding a peaceful place to belong. I live in constant fear. My brother, Viserys, can you help? Yours, Daenerys Targaryen.
No. I mean, it's the short answer. We can't help. How the fuck do we supposed to... You know, we can't... With this music...
It's a different
music,
realm.
Music, you know. Show. We can't, you know... We're not... It's not... We're not, you know, not politicians, not warriors.
No.
Nothing.
Never raised an army.
No. Although, I mean, if I was to suggest something, I would seek sanctuary with Magister Illyrio Mopatis in the free city of Pentos. You could do that. Could. Ask him to broker a deal for you, you know, to marry Khal Drogo, for example, of the Dothraki, in which case you could get at least 40,000 of the Khalasar soldiers, which could be helpful, you know. If anyone gives you dragon eggs, of course, you should keep them. But that's just a suggestion. I'm just a musician. What do we don't know. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Just riffing. You
know. Yeah, it's just
Dear Mondo Jazz, please help me. I am 67 and a grandmother, and I keep hearing this name, the Kardashians. My grandchildren laugh at me because I don't know who they are. Please, can you tell me so that I can join in their conversations and not feel left out? Thank you very much in advance. Margaret Schultz, Stockholm.
Well... The Kardashians are a humanoid species from the Alpha Quadrant.
They are.
You should know, Margaret, that in my opinion, there were several atrocities committed during the Federation-Kardashian War, as we're all familiar with the Setic 3 massacre. And these days, you could casually drop into conversation to impress are that the Kardashians withdrew from the planet Bajor in 2369, and one of them married Kanye West and has a massive arse. Okay. If you want to send us a letter, please do. letters@mundojazz.co.uk. And every letter we read out will get a prize.
Yeah, free anti-climax.
Or everything has a finish, apart from the quality service at Winsford MOT Centre. Yeah. It never ends. It just keeps going. It's always there. It's like a river of excellence. We will be recording the next show at... The Red Lion Pub here in lovely Winsford in the Weaver Valley on Tuesday, the 13th of September at 8 p.m. And if you want to be sure of getting in, please email tickets@mundojazz.co.uk.
If you get confused, it's just near the MOT Centre. Just remember the MOT Centre and you're not far off.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.